Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Steelships Wheels Limited Q4 FY 2023 post-results conference call hosted by Smiths Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now hand the conference over to Amit Hiranandani. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Smiths Limited, I welcome you all to Q4 FY 2023 conference call of Steelships Wheels Limited. We are pleased to host the senior management of the company. Today we have with us Mr. Mohan Joshi, Executive Director, Mr. Naveen Sorath, CFO, and Mr. Pranav Jain, DGM Finance. We will start the call with initial commentary from the management, and then we will open the floor for Q&A. Now, I hand over the call to the management team. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Amit, and good afternoon to everyone who's participating on this call. I'll start with giving some brief into the numbers that we have for Q4 as well as for the entire year. In terms of net sales in Q4, we did 1,004 crore. The EBITDA for the Q4 stands at 115.15 crore. EBITDA in terms of percentage for the quarter is 11.38%. PBT for the year, for the quarter is 72.5 crore, and PAT for the quarter stands at 47.29 crore. For the entire year, the net sales stands at 4,040 crore. EBITDA for the entire year stands at 455.19 crore. PBT is 291.20 crore, and PAT is 193.79 crore. Overall, for the year, the ROC stands at 23.9% for the entire year. Return on equity stands at 33%. In terms of the overall debt that we are carrying, the total term debt which is there has been reduced to total debt, including working capital, stands at 638 crore as against 777 crore. The long-term debt overall has reduced by 152 crore in FY 2023, and the total long-term debt which stands in the books as on March 2023 stands at 222 crore. Debt to equity overall for March 2023 stands at 0.52x, and as we have been, I guess, discussing all throughout, that we are working on deleveraging ourselves, and this is a specific focus on improving ROC. I guess that's it for the overall numbers. We are now open for Q&A. Amit, we can start with the Q&A.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and then two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from Rohit Suresh of Samatva Investments. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, could you give a broad overview on both the international and domestic markets and the demand from the demand perspective, and how do you see it for the entire year going forward?
So, you know, as we see the European and the American markets coming out of the woods, and it'll take another one quarter or so to stabilize and come to the terms of the erstwhile pace that we carried in 2021-22, we anticipate this financial year to, you know, give us close to, you know, 15% kind of a volume growth. So this band can be between 12%-15% in terms of volume growth. predominantly helped by, you know, a jump in exports from a low base that we did in 2022-23. And we feel that on the top line side, as we have discussed it earlier and guided it earlier, that the numbers will be anywhere between 4,500 crores to 4,600 crores. Domestically, the markets which are predominantly contributing positively is the commercial vehicle market, which is consistently moving slow and steady at high single digits. We anticipate them to be contributing in this financial year. Alloy wheel as a growth driver is always going to be the pivotal space, which will further add up close to high single digit in this financial year, despite being at a very high base as compared to past two, 3 years trend. The PV segment will also contribute, but at a lesser rate as compared to last financial year, because last year we had a stupendous growth of double digits of close to 20%. So we anticipate this year is going to be anywhere between 8%-10% in line with the market trends. And exports, we feel that is going to be coming back, and we anticipate this financial year to have a coverage of close to 500-600 crores worth of exports, as against maybe 300-310 crores worth, 292 crores of last financial year. We feel that it is going to be between 500-600 crores.
Got it. Great. So my second question would be, since you said that the export markets are going to come back, so how much is the alloy wheel export? Because I remember last year was the first year that we started exports.
Yeah.
So how has it grown, like, and something?
We feel that, you know, in last financial year, the majority of the year went in development, and we did barely any exports for alloy wheels. We anticipate this financial year is going to be the kickstarter for alloy, the way that it is done with steel wheels. And the provisional numbers that we are anticipating this financial year for alloy is around 80-100 crores worth of revenue.
Got it. Got it. Okay. Sir, and on the AMW part, any updates on the...
So you see, the AMW part, the Supreme Court matter is all resolved, and the matter has now fallen back to NCLT, and now NCLT will take its due course. So the next hearing is lined up in June, so we expect that matter should get concluded maybe by the end of July itself. And then maybe from the August onward, we should be having the possession of the facility.
Got it. Okay. Sir, and a couple of bookkeeping questions. So could you provide the mix, so in terms of volumes and both sales value for all your segments, so passenger vehicle volumes, CV volumes, like...
So about the value that you are trying to talk about, or volumes you are, that you are talking, going to talk about?
So both would be great if you could provide me both.
Okay.
So if you look at the overall volume that we did for FY23, 176 numbers that we sold in terms of volume. This number is in lakhs. And if you look at in terms of total alloy, we sold almost 28.5 lakhs wheel rims in alloy. So you need the segment-wide bifurcation of these as well?
Yeah, that would be great if possible.
Okay. So I'll give you an overall breakup of numbers. So in two-wheeler and three-wheeler, this will be almost 22.8. PV, it will be 110. OTR will be 0.9. CV will be 26.6. And tractor will be 15.8. So these are the volumes that we did across segments on an overall basis. The total will come to 176.2.
Sir, and value-wise, so if you could.
So the value-wise, two-wheeler, three-wheeler will be 83.69. All these values will be in CR, just crores. For EV, it will be 1925. For OTR, it will be 48. For CV, it will be 1236. And for tractor, it will be 495.
Great, sir. Thank you so much and all the very best. Thank you.
The next question is from Sridhar Kalani of Axis Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, my queries have been answered. Thank you. I have no further questions.
All right. The next question is from Mitrash of Anu. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So just one question on guidance. If I'm correct, in last earnings call, the management had guided for minimum 5,000 crore of revenue in FY24. And now we are saying it will be around 4,500 to 4,600.
It was because of the raw material impact which was there. There is a few increase which we have not taken into consideration, which is obviously something which is not the perspective. I think the volume growth is still intact.
Yeah, so just wanted to clarify, we are expecting the same volume growth as we were expecting in Q3, right? 15%.
Yes, yes. I think we gave the numbers of exports also in the same range of 500 to 600 crores. Balance is everything is export, domestic. So on this, I think volume side, the band is 12 to 15% is the band that we are trying to maintain.
Okay, okay. And on margins, what would be the sustainable EBITDA margins for FY24? I mean, range?
One second. Yeah. For FY23-24 that you are trying to understand?
Yeah. How we should look at margins for coming year?
So, see, in terms of guidance, again we stick to our guidance in the form of EBITDA per V.
Okay.
Recall last year we guided for 150 rupees, 250 odd rupees per V. For Q4 again we are at around a number 255. I guess we'll keep that number as a guidance even going forward as well.
250 rupees per V.
Yes.
Sure. Okay. Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, just another reminder, if you would like to ask a question, you're welcome to press star and then one. The next question is from Ashwini Agarwal of Demeter Advisors LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. So this is the first time I'm speaking with the company. I just wanted to get some sense on the competitive environment. Who are the other players in India and, where do you have an edge? And also, is your business pretty much like other auto components where you would ideally be either a number one supplier or a number two supplier with a large market share coming to you if you're number one and maybe 30% coming to you if you're number two? How does this business work compared to other auto components, whether they're engine parts or whatever it is.
So when you talk about wheels, it's a proprietary design which is there with us, and we design the wheel for the customer. And because of this proprietary nature, it has its own criticalities in terms of putting and selling it to the customer. So typically the industry is divided into two large players. One is us and the second one is Wheels India. And between us, the industry is divided close to 90% in terms of the steel wheels business. And the business is fairly very matured, and it is always on engineering and design in which you have to excel in terms of lightweighting the wheel by not compromising anything on the strength. That is the first idea. And over a period of time, the other aspects of commercial aspects as well as deliverables like, the final product quality, the customer interface, the warranties, and the field analysis will result into gaining market share. I think as a company, they've been gaining market share for past one decade, and the intent is going forward, continuously working on engineering side to maintain that trend. On the alloy side, there are 4-5 players in the country. As the country is going very aggressively towards moving from steel to alloy, and as it happens, this industry has the capability to grow between 12 to 15%. And that's where engineering will always play the first role, that how you are first time right is going to be the motivating factor for the customer to award you. And we are very happy to say that, within first 4-5 years, despite being late, we have come close number one with the second competitor. And we feel that engineering edge and the state of our technology will only keep the competitor ahead of the competition. And that is what the endeavor is, and that's how the industry works, be it tire, be it engines, anywhere else for that matter.
Sir, on realizations, what is the difference between a steel wheel and an alloy wheel for, let's say, the same automobile? And when you speak about 250 rupees per wheel as an EBITDA margin, how does that number change when it comes to alloy?
So what typically happens is, obviously the realization is 4x because the raw material itself is almost 4x.
Right.
So the intent is that within the overall business, the increase in the, alloy penetration is going to be the motivating factor for the company to continue to improve on alloy segment and exports, because they are little positive on the EBITDA side. So as and when we try to move up in terms of alloy contributing more to the overall growth of the company, this 250 rupees is skewed northwards to improve the financial matrix.
Would you like to put a number that if you were a 100% alloy wheel company, what would this 250 rupee number look like?
I think between 500 to 550 rupees.
Okay, so roughly 2x or no, 4x revenue.
Yeah. But obviously, this 2x doesn't come very easy because it has its cost impact also, and it has its own complications because steel is very proprietary and alloy is not. Alloy has a global competition, steel has not. So it is a good mix between two of them.
Okay. And is the alloy wheel market has a secondary market angle to it as well, or these are all primary OEM suppliers?
For alloy, I think it is aftermarket is also there because it's a market of styling. So what happens is in steel, the wheel should not fail. In alloy also, the wheel should not fail. But when you do that, alloy people are much more inclined towards styling. So he can change the wheel after 3 years by getting bored that, you know, I don't like this style. Maybe I need a golden wheel or a yellow wheel or a black wheel. But in steel wheel, that is not the option. So yes, alloy wheel is fairly dynamic in that. But predominantly, we being an OE player, our focus is quality, and that's where we are not concentrating on aftermarket, which is there's a lot of compromise because of the price and competition from China.
And so, last question from my side: do any of the OEs make their own wheels, or pretty much everybody buys them?
No. So nobody makes the alloy wheels. It's globally nobody makes it.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Sir, I'll come back for more questions. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, just a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question, you are welcome to press star and then one. The next question is from Niraj Vajivdar of NV Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. So my first question is related to alloy wheels. So what is your current capacity levels and what will it be in FY 2024 and 2025?
So,
hello.
Capacity utilization for the alloy wheel plant is around 96%.
Okay.
FY 2023.
And what would be in 2024 and 2025?
In 2024-25, you are trying to ask?
Yes, sir.
I think that capacity is under build up. So as we have told the street that this capacity of 3 million is getting expanded towards first 4 million and then to 5 million over next 12 to 18 months, where the order booking is already underway. So I think over two years, the capacity should be around 4.8 to 5 million in terms of the alloy wheels.
Okay. So my next question is related to a JV with the Israel company for the controllers business.
Yes. You can ask the question.
So my next question is related to a JV with the Israel company for the controllers business. If you can give us an update on that.
So JV is at the definitive agreement stage, which is under forming right now. The customer demos and customer interface is already running in the parallel. And that, as we updated in the next in the previous call also, that the revenue recognition from this development will be done in
the next financial year, where the sampling and field trials and testing will be done within this financial year, and it's on track.
So, next question is, if you can give us, what are the steps you are taking to improve your EBITDA margins, and if you can give us some guidance on that for FY24?
In terms of EBITDA margin improvement?
Yes. What are the steps you are taking to improve it?
So, the first on, you know, various aspects is underway, where we have tried to maintain the EBITDA levels despite the you know, a drop in the raw material impacting the inventory losses within this financial year. And despite a very sharp decline in the exports because of the global situation, we have tried to maintain the financial performance. I think the intent is that there is a sharp improvement, increase in the inputs of various commodities which got passed on into the system. So economies of scale has taken care of that up to a certain extent. And we feel that some easing off in this financial year will be visible, you know, in terms of next coming quarters, to see how we improve upon that. Then other side is where we are trying to continuously work on exports as one and alloy as second feature, where these both contributors towards the total revenue mix will shift the margins upwards. As I think our CFO, Mr. Naveen Sarod, has indicated, in terms of the 250 rupees per wheel kind of a margin, which is anticipated to be pushed higher with these two segments contributed higher contribution towards the total revenue.
Okay. So if you can give me, what would be your export revenue for FY24 and your domestic and export revenue breakup for FY23?
So I think that exposure of total 4,000 crore coming from the total revenue, 292 odd crores will be from the export side. Balance is domestic in financial year
22-23. Okay. And what will be the revenue for from exports for FY24?
In export 23-24, it will be close to 500 to 600 crores.
Okay. So, if you can give me the CAPEX guidance and any steps you are taking to reduce your debt further, CAPEX guidance for FY24.
Next year, our target is around 150 crore of total CAPEX.
Okay. And any plans to reduce your debt further?
The plans of debt reduction?
Yes, sir.
The term debt is around 222 crore. It's already reduced to 150 crore from last year.
Okay.
Next year, okay. Scheduled at around 60 crore of repayment scheduled for next year.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you for the answers. That's it from our side.
Thank you. The next question is from Jayoti Singh of Arahant Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So my question on the competitor side. So who are the our major competitor on the alloy wheel side?
So on the alloy wheel side, the industry is amongst 3-4 players. Minda Kosai is one of the players, which is a large player in the industry. Then we have Maxeon and Rockman. These are 4 guys who are OE-based suppliers, which are there in the country. Between 2 of us, which is 2 large players, which is Minda Kosai and SSWL, majority of the market share is distributed.
Okay. And sir, as we are already utilizing 96%, so going forward, we have any plan of debottlenecking on brownfield?
As I said, you know, over past next 12 to 18 months, this capacity of 3 million will be moved from 3 million to first stage of 4 million, and then from 4 to 5 million, where the order booking is already underway, where capacity and program management is happening. So we feel that in financial year 24-25, this will be at close to 4.8 to 4.9.
Okay. And sir, if you can comment on the order book side, like, how is the order book on the domestic and export front?
So as we are indicating that the top line for the next financial year with the same raw material basis is at close to 4,500-4,600 crores. Volume growth of 12%-15% is visible. And the surprises can come from exports where, you know, the trucking has already happened. And we feel that, you know, positive news can come in from the export side given the kind of damage which was done in the previous financial year. So order book is fairly visible for the next 12-18 months with this rate and, you know, low single digit, low double digit volume growth is fairly visible.
Okay. Thank you.
The next question is from Avash Poddar of Iron Alpha Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So, a couple of things. First, just wanted to understand on the margin front. So we are doing 250 rupees per wheel right now. And, given that we are saying export should do better and alloy wheels also will grow faster, so shouldn't theoretically the EBITDA per wheel also improve? So just your thought one on, why it, basically, why are you commenting guiding for a flat EBITDA per wheel? And two, what is the potential here for the EBITDA per wheel to go to? Because as you're saying, export will continue to do well and alloy wheel also will continue to grow faster. So just on potential and, the EBITDA per wheel numbers that it can achieve in F24.
So, I'll answer it in two parts. So first is, I guess that there's concern which has been raised regarding the margins. I guess if you compare FY23 versus 22, and if you compare this on an overall basis, EBITDA looks at around 11.23 versus 13.04 for last year. That is FY22. Again, as we indicated, even in FY22 as well, that in FY22, there is an other income of almost 60 crore because of raw material gain. And if you remove that raw material gain, that EBITDA percentage comes to 11.36% versus 11.23% that we have done in current year. Again, there is a raw material increase which is sitting there. If you probably have an apple-to-apple comparison versus last year, this percentage improves to 11.34%. So the apple-to-apple comparison is 11.34% for FY23 versus 11.36% for FY22. So we have been able to maintain our margins, despite a steep fall in exports. So you recall that export has fallen by almost 500 crore from 829 to 292 crore in current year. For next year, yes, we are targeting a much better export. We are already seeing a turnaround in the export numbers. And we believe the number should be between 500-600 crore as Mohan had indicated. In terms of top line, if we consider the raw material position as is in terms of rates and do not consider any other movement, the top line should be somewhere between 4,500-4,600. In terms of margins, I guess percentages should improve because the blended is now more towards exports and alloy. Though we still chose to quote a number of 250 because that has been a consistent number. Even if you look at FY22, without considering the raw material increase of 60 crore, that number drops down to 226. So there is already an incremental jump from 226 to 255. And this number should further move up. So the 250-255 number that we are seeing is more on a conservative side.
Understood. Understood. Fair enough. And, theoretically, if you're seeing volume growth of 12%-15% and, EBITDA per unit being maintained, which would imply that EBITDA growth would also be in that similar range. That understanding would be correct, right?
Yes. And see, again, another concern which is being raised in the capacity utilization side on the alloy, which has already touched 96%. But as we speak, we are already expanding our capacities on that front. And you will recall that what Mohan has stated in terms of exports on the alloy was hardly anything last year. In terms of total number, were not more than 40,000 odd. This year, again, that front will also open up. There have been good discussions which are panning out. And we expect this number to be almost at around 2.5-3 lakh odd numbers.
Perfect, perfect. That's great. And lastly, is it possible for you to comment on basically the total alloy wheel capacity that the industry would have, say, by end of F24 and where you would be at? Is that number available for you, and is it possible for you to share?
So, you know, I think I've been talking about this number greatly over the past few conference calls, that global demand of alloy wheels is at 315 million wheels. India has a capacity of close to 12 million odd, where the demand is standing at, this 12 million is a theoretical capacity, but it is not giving output because of the quality issues and the ramp up and everything. The demand in India is around about at 9 million. So you have competition coming in from China, where China and you are separated by a margin difference of 3 to 5% if you have to compete. So if you imagine yourself that you are competing at 16 to 18% kind of a band on EBITDA, if you drop this by 5%, you can compete in with China anywhere in the world. So you have competition which is, you know, in China, in Europe, and somewhere around the African region, which is Morocco and Turkey and all that stuff. So out of 350 million, what as an organization that we are eyeing, that this 9 million, I cannot get this entire 9 million. The endeavor is between four players, we will try to grab 33, 35, maybe 40% market share with our technology and with our reach to the customer. We'll continue to maintain that, and there are other three players also. And as a country, we should try to target to grab 1%, 2%, 3%, 5% of the global market share and try to deliver 4 to 5 to 10 to 15 million wheels and compete with China and Africa. So this is a global platter which is open for all, especially India, where you have cost of labor advantage, manufacturing cost, engineering and manufacturing capabilities. They, as I said, and as Naveen indicated, that this financial year, the exports will start, and we are already at a pace which is decent enough to cover close to 300,000 numbers for the financial year. We feel that this number can continuously move up, not for us, but for anybody which is in India. So sky is the limit, where you do good on your engineering, try to reduce the weights, be ergonomically and engineerily better than the competition, and serve it at a maybe 12 to 15% kind of a margin, and still maintain a decent margin profile for export markets.
Perfect, perfect. That's perfect. Lastly, just one quick bookkeeping question. Just on the tax rate, because I see that the cash taxes as compared to the taxes that we report in the P&L is different. So just your tax rate guidance for F24, would you be at the corporate tax rate 25% in the next year, or is it going to be any different?
This year, I think we will be at around 25% of the tax year, and we have already utilized our MAT credit, which is available in the books.
Perfect, perfect. Thank you. Thank you so much, and all the very best.
I think it'll take maybe one quarter of this peak tax rate, and as Pranav indicated, that the, you know, the MAT credit is completely availed, and it should be at 25% for the balance two and a half quarters.
Okay, sorry, if I can just slip in one more quickly, I'm sorry to extend. Just wanted to understand one on the near term, the April monthly numbers that we've reported. The number for passenger vehicle in terms of volume shows a 19% drop. And yes, then the commentary...
I got the question before you asking that.
No, so I just wanted to come to the second part of it as well. So the other part also is that for some... OEs, at least the CV players, have commented that Q1 may be weak because they've seen some pre-buy in Q4. So is it that Q1 may be relatively weaker as compared to the annual numbers that we're guiding for? Or we are saying the export will make up for it? Just wanted your thoughts on that, just final comments.
I think from a PV side, last year we delivered stupendous kind of a number, which was, first of all, say maybe they have delivered some 21% in terms of growth, right? So I feel that 10% of the growth was for inventory replenishment. That's what my rough math says. That from an inventory of 4 or 5 days because of the chip shortages, they have built this inventory now towards the tune of 35 to 40 days, which is close to 3.5 lakh cars, which is 10% of the annual production. So the consumable growth was close to 10-12%. What I feel this financial year is, that we are going to be maintaining anywhere between 8 to 10% kind of a growth in terms of the domestic market. Export, anything can happen because you can explore Nepal and you can explore Africa, and Maruti can continue to export. That can happen. But for the industry per se, I feel 6 to 8 to 10, anywhere in between that kind of a number is fairly possible given the persuasion which is happening and the adoption of the vehicles which is happening. There is no slowdown. But yes, if you try to imagine that we grew 20% last year, we are going to grow 20% this year, that's not going to happen. Anywhere between 8 to 20% for the industry is fairly achievable. It should not be a big problem.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you so much. And all the very best.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, just another reminder. If you would like to ask a question, you're welcome to press star and then one. The next question is from Pulkit Singhal of Dalmus Capital Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. First question is regarding the guidance. At the end of third quarter call, you mentioned about 5,000 crores of revenue and 12% EBITDA margins. That translates to almost 30% EBITDA growth for FY24 guided hardly one quarter ago. Now you're guiding to 12 to 15% volume growth with similar EBITDA per wheel, which would mean 12 to 15% EBITDA growth. So you slashed your guidance into half in just one quarter for the full year of FY24. So can you please explain what has happened in this last one quarter for you to slash your guidance by such a large amount?
Please give the calculation. On what basis have you done this calculation? I think I've made it very clear.
This is your guidance that you've given in, at the end of third quarter in the transcript. It's available.
Tell you what the guidance was, and I clarified it. On the basis of the new raw material guidance, you know, increase which has already happened, we have removed that because, you know, that is for this financial year and it should not be...
We're not talking about raw material. We're not talking about revenues. We're only talking about EBITDA growth guidance, right? Because we understand very clearly that raw material price will move up and down, and that impacts your revenues. But EBITDA growth should be independent of that.
Let me first clarify 5,000 versus 4,600. Both are same.
Yeah.
In lieu with the raw material gain, because tomorrow if the 10 rupee steel price comes in, this 5,000 will become 5,500 or 6,000 crores. Or tomorrow 20 rupees.
Fair point. We are not debating that aspect at all.
First, volume growth and revenue growth has to be sorted out. I think that is in line with what we are trying to talk about next month in the previous call versus this. They are equivalent. There is no cut in the guidance.
But then why should EBITDA per wheel be similar? If your alloys and exports are going up, then why should EBITDA per wheel be similar this year versus the last year? Look, the EBITDA guidance is also provided previous quarter. It was provided as 12% margin, right? As a percentage margin at that price.
So please understand, I think what Naveen has indicated is that we have ended the year at 250 rupees from 226 rupees. There's a 10% increase in terms of per wheel accrual of the EBITDA in this financial year. That's the reality.
Yes.
The reality is that this 250 is he's making a base for next financial year is what is on account of the number that he's trying to give on close to the volume that we are trying to talk about, which translates into an EBITDA of close to 500 crores to 520 crores odd, broadly.
My question is, why would EBITDA per wheel, whatever you achieved in FY23 is achieved, that's delivered.
No. The point is that 226 has become 250, that has to be first sustained. This 10% EBITDA approval has to be first digested.
So that means then you're facing pressure on margins. Yeah, because, you know, if exports,
alloys
are going faster, and you're saying EBITDA per wheel should remain constant, there should be a reason for that.
You please understand that 250 for the full year is not from the quarter one of financial year 22-23 as 250. It has grown gradually and has averaged out to 250. The intent is to continuously maintain the economic value system and a balance between customer input as well as our output, so that there is no disparity on the export side because we are handling a larger cloud of volumes. And maintain this going into the next financial year. So there is no downgrade of the earnings. That's what I'm trying to project.
I think in that case, maybe we can refer this on offline because transcript we all are also listening. But maybe you can have a presentation and which you used to do earlier and maybe put your guidance there so that it's a matter of
record. It will also be updated and it will be shared maybe in
a day or two.
Okay. So second question is, I mean, you're nicely earning 20% plus ROC now for 2 years.
Yeah.
And you have annual cash flow of 350 to 400 crores for the last 2 years, cash flow from operations.
Yeah.
Now that debt to equity is in a much more reasonable range of 50%.
Yeah.
Should you choose, you can actually deploy the entire cash flow for growth. I mean, we do talk about all this opportunity in alloys, exports, etc. But then our annual capex is very conservative at 100-150. So why aren't we using the entire 350-400 cash flows for growth? Are you not finding enough opportunities for growth?
So what I feel right now is that out of the 450 or 500 crores that whatever we are trying to talk about, the free cash flow is not 350 crores, right?
Cash flow from operations is 350.
You have your payables of interest at close to 80-85 crores. Then you have dividend at 15 crores. And you have a tentative aggressive capex on the alloy wheel side to build up the capacity of close to 150 crores this financial year and maybe another 150 crores in next financial year to meet the customer demands. So alloy side has to be very aggressive because it is growing very, very rapidly and we do not want to leave out anything, especially on exports, because exports have started picking up and we feel that this financial year it is going to be close to 80 to 100 crores of exports, and this divergence can open up such huge doors because now the wheels have reached these shores and customers have started taking and accepting the quality. So the word of mouth has gone to many, many shores where we are trying to develop these wheels. And we are fairly very, very confident that next financial year, this number of 80 to 100 crores can do 2x to 2.5x only in alloy side. So capex on alloy factory is going to be very, very aggressive, apart from the regular capex and business developments which are happening. Naveen, you have some comment on that?
So, I guess other than the 150 crore that Corona has guided for, I guess you will recall there is another 150 crore that will be required on the AMW side. And that transaction is also expected to materialize within the current financial year. So, on an overall basis, I guess the capex will be around 300 crore if you include AMW as well.
Understood. Fair point. Thank you so much. And all the best.
The next question is from Shyam of Finacle Investment Advisors. Please go ahead. Hello, Shyam. Your line is live. You may ask your question. Seems there's no response from that line. The next question is from Prajay Soni of Hexagon. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congratulations on the result and thank you for the opportunity. I wanted to ask that how the PLI scheme is going to pan out and where this scheme is going to impact our financials, like the line item.
So there are two businesses which is going to be part of the PLI side, which we feel that, which is on the motion control, which is the controller side as well as the motor side. Both the businesses have qualified the PLI list, and there's I believe that there's a fresh list which is going to be coming up as per the government rumors, which should be coming up maybe in the next 15 days or so. And we are here to see how other products can be added up from the current domains of the businesses of automobiles. And once these revenue starts percolating from these relevant businesses of PLI approved list, the minimum threshold is close to 8% EBITDA accretion from those businesses as incremental money from the PLI. Those should be visible in year 24-25 as the revenue recognition will be seen in this those financial years.
Okay, so we are going to see impact on EBITDA because of that, right? Expansion.
From these businesses, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
That these EBITDAs are for obviously technology development within the country because nothing of this sort is getting manufactured at that scale which is happening in China. So it is to motivate those people and try to compete with China in coming future.
Understood. Thank you. And best of luck for your future.
Yeah. Thank you.
Jayati, your line is live. You may go ahead with your questions.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up opportunity. Sir, if we don't have any presentation of SSWL, so if you can guide us for the revenue mix that we have for FY23.
You mean 23-24, right?
Yes.
On the same raw material, again to clarify, on the same raw material prices of last financial year, is going to be at between 4,500 to 4,600 crores in terms of the revenue recognition. In terms of the volume growth, it will going to be between 12 to 15% based on domestic and export market performances.
Okay, and also, sir, if you can tell us the content per vehicle for alloy wheel, if possible.
So, for the steel wheel side, it should be around 5,000 rupees. And for alloy wheel, it should be around 17,000, 18,000 rupees.
Okay, thank you, sir.
The next question is from Shyam of Finical Investment Advisors. Please go ahead. There's still no response from that line. The next question is from Shintan Patel of Satco Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, your last monthly published numbers, there is a huge difference between volume growth and value growth in a segment-wise number. So could you please explain it?
Was this because of YOY? It was a YOY comparison, I believe.
Yes, yeah. But there is a difference between the value and volume growth. So what could you please explain it, why there is a huge difference between value and volume growth? Like tractor segment, the volume growth is around 39% and value growth is around 33%. So why this is a huge difference are there?
Let me just open up the press release because I don't remember that exactly right now as you are saying. Let me just see it and please give me 1 minute, please. I'm not able to open up the press release. I'm sorry for that. Can we answer this separately because I'm not able to open the press? If you have anything specific in terms of... okay, we have that number. So you are saying, I think on the volume number, it was overall a flattish growth. On the value growth, it was close to minus 4%.
Yeah, but sir, in the month of March, like volume growth is around 39% and value growth is 33%. In two-wheelers and three-wheelers, there is around 25% and the value growth is around 19%. And this the truck business, like volume growth is around 6% year over year and the value growth is around minus 1%. So what is the difference? Difference in this numbers?
I will share the numbers of April 23. I think there is some mistake that you are trying to say. Export volume growth was 48%, value growth was 13%, alloy was 19%, growth was 14%, truck volume growth was 1%, value growth is 11%, two and three wheelers it was a flattish growth of numbers and minus 7% in terms of value, tractor as it is minus 2%. And volume growth was minus 3%. Passenger it was minus 19% and minus 26%. So, what do you want to try? I mean, they all are similar in nature. This is the month of April 23. I hope you are talking about the same month, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, yes, sir.
Coming from the press release in front of me.
Yeah, yeah.
Take it offline. If you have some clarity, you can share the press release which you want to ask, and we'll answer that.
No, no, sir. Just I want to could you just explain why this is a flattish volume growth and difference between the volume and value growth?
I'm saying that overall growth is including the export growth, right?
Mm-hmm.
As we said, that passenger car there is a minus 19% and there is there is an overall sales growth of 13% of market, right? The sales versus production numbers. We are working on production numbers and not on sales number, right?
Okay.
Market can be clearly differential, and what model was produced and what model was sold can be completely different. Over a period of time, we will see that you have to see alloy and passenger vehicle in tandem at one level, that how these both have grown and how we have grown for the PV segment, and same goes for truck wheels or two wheelers or three wheels or other segments for that matter. But you can take this offline with us and we'll share all the data in case there's something which is unanswered.
Okay, okay, sir. Okay, thank you, sir.
The next question is a follow-up question from Abhash Poddar of INI Alpha Investment Management. Please go ahead. Abhash, your line is live. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, please.
Yeah, so thanks again for the follow-up. So just wanted to check, you said that your long-term debt will reduce by 60 crores. So this includes the fact that you will be able to close AMW in this year. This is post that, right? Or pre-AMW? If you could just clarify on that.
So the repayment that we have indicated for next year is 60 crores. In current year, the debt has been reduced by almost 150 crores. This year, that is what FY24, what we have guided for is there will be 150 crores will be of the capex that will include alloy and other. And there will be another 150 crores which will be required for the AMW side.
Right. So if AMW also happens, your long-term debt will either stay flattish or reduce by overall debt basically will reduce or stay flattish. Would that understanding be correct?
Yeah, that looks correct, yes.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you so much.
The next question is from Shyam of Finical Investment Advisors. Please go ahead. There is still no response from that line. I would now like to hand over to Amit Hiranandi for any other questions. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, just few questions from my side. Any inventory loss we have reported in Q4?
For the full financial year, I think it will be around 15 to 16 crores.
15 to 16 crores. Nothing in Q4?
Not in specific.
No, nothing material of it. Nothing material.
The prices have fallen all through the second quarter onwards. So the entire impact has come in like that.
Okay. So my another question is on the alloy wheel side. So competition is, increasing in the alloy wheels. So any these margins are sustainable in alloy, and any competitive advantage SSW will have as compared to other competitors?
I don't think so. There is any competition. People are not able to supply the wheels, I think. The problem is that the desired quality is fairly very, very stringent, and two of the guys are almost at 40% utilization because they're not able to supply, and we are being forced now to get the supplies online in terms of expansion well in advance, and they are pushing us. We are happy for that. I think to serve 10 to 12% kind of a volume growth on a 9 million base is fairly possible. And with SUVs coming in as a culture in the industry, I feel it is fairly manageable to sustain these margins.
Yeah. Okay. Continuing with the alloy side, sir, any new client win in FY23? And in case also, we can if you can share some orders in hand for alloys.
So, you know, as you know, on the export side, we have already clarified that there are close to 28 RFQs which are being worked upon, where we feel that this is going to be helping us in next financial year, as well as towards the Q3 or Q4 of the financial year to build up this volume, this 23-24. On the domestic side, you know, we have already shared that between two of us, which is us and Minda Gosai, considerable amount of market share is taken up. And we feel that some good news will be visible in financial year 23-24 towards Maruti for some market share. And consistently, between four large players and few small players, if we are trying to get between 35 to 40% market share, it's a commendable thing to maintain.
Okay, so you're expecting some large client to get into your client list by FY24?
Yes, yes, within this financial year.
Okay. And sir, next is on the, what's your outlook on the commodity side? I wanted to understand whether all the input cost pressures are passed on to OEMs.
It's not so easy to say that, you know, input costs will be passed on very easily. But yes, some of the claims have come in this financial year and we feel that similar pressure is going to be built on the customers to participate and give it back to us in certain, some of the other form. And that's where the you know, the toughest question is that margin profile is fairly very easy to say on Excel sheets. But on actuals, the gas prices are up, the steel prices are again up, all the chemical prices have again starting going up. So whether it is going to be easily passed on from an industry which is working at close to 37 to 41 days, it's tough to say. But yes, we are trying to do our best in terms of maintaining the current run rate of the EBITDAs. And the effort to further push the input increases to the customer in financial year 23-24 will be on its tail.
Okay. So lastly, before closing the call, I have one last question. So, like total volume growth, you have given guidance of 10 to 12%. So,
12 to 15%.
Yeah, 12 to 15%. So, segment-wise, if you can, you know, guide us, how much growth is possible in FY24, like two-wheeler, CVs, and etc.
See, I don't have that number handily available right now.
Sure.
We can share with you in terms of segment number because the annual numbers are anyways frozen, but I don't have it readily available right now for segment wise. But I think Naveen can share it with you in terms of separately. No problem.
Sure. All right, sir. That's it from us. Thank you.
Thank you. I would now like to hand over to Mahan Joshi for closing comments.
I thank all of the participants who give us the opportunity and present ourselves. And we feel that within this challenging time of financial year 2022-23 with a lot of support from your feedback, that we have tried to achieve what we have committed. And with the endeavor of such feedback, we hope that we are in line with your expectation to deliver as promised. And we are happy to hear any feedback offline also via the IR agency and try to work in collaborative manner for common sustenance. I thank all of you once again for this participation. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.